All right, now it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works with locations in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Chapel Hill's thrift shop on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods is now open Friday through Monday with a reconfigured sales floor to allow for easier social distancing. The Carrboro thrift shop will open later this month. They're also hosting a silent auction online now through July 10th. Another week to get in on that. Bid on brand name items from Coach, Kate Spade, Burberry, and more. And don't forget, you can donate items to both Community Works thrift shop locations. Check their Facebook page for hours. Ordinarily joined by Jean Bolduc for our Friday edition of Kids Q. She has taken the day off and presumably the weekend off as well. So we are joined in the studio by our Wednesday crew, Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson. How's it going?
Pretty great. I do love the Friday slot, not going to lie.
It is a pretty good slot, right?
I feel like you catch me at a better time of the week. A better time the to end. Answer kids' questions.
Yeah, versus, the end.
Yeah, the end. Versus being in the trenches on a Wednesday. You know what I'm
looking
saying?
Ahead to two more days.
Without
Kids Q.
Yeah.
Without Kids Q.
You're looking at an entire week until the next Kids Q. That's when you catch it.
Oh,
normally.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, now it's only another 5 days until the next Kids Q, so it's 1,000 times better. Also, like, I'm here until 7, but y'all are out the door as soon as we're done with this.
Oh,
so.
Don't you worry, Keck. I'm going to be sashaying out that door soon as we say thank you.
Can we just go back and talk about how, like, a week ago you mentioned, like, sashaying out the door, and ever since then, every single day,
I have literally sashayed out the door, smiling and waving at me.
Accentuated
the sashaying as I've walked out the
door.
You
were already kind of sashaying, but now you're, like, sashaying.
Well, I am, I'm doing the penguins from Madagascar's.
Oh, yeah.
Smile and wave, boys.
Smile and wave.
Smile and wave.
All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. I can answer this one because this is a very recent memory for me. What is the last dream you remember having?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
I have been dreaming. I have now had the same dream twice in the last week. It's about an indoor roller coaster at some theme park or other. It's a very specific roller coaster. It's got a launch up a hill. There's a gap between the hill, like where you're flying in the air, and then it just kind of spins around and drops and spins around, and then it crash lands on the ground. And I've ridden this fake roller coaster twice now in the last week, and it's
you
fun.
Had me in the first half. I was thinking maybe that was like a real
that you've been to. I was
going to
ask, but then you said, but then there's a gap, and I'm like, well,
yeah,
that's
an
probably
actual gap.
Not allowed in the rules.
Yeah.
I don't know how your brain got access to my files from Roller Coaster Tycoon circa 2009, but. The jumping over the gap was my signature move.
Oh, big time, yeah. Did your roller coasters crash land at the end? Because there's another gap at the end of the ride where we're going down a hill and then the track just ends and you just fly and you land in the grass. This is all indoors, by the way. This is like a domed theme park.
Like an Astrodome.
Pretty much,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
This
smaller.
This is Victor's roller coaster when he ran out of funds at the end. We got this far and all of a sudden, oh crap, money.
No. See, the trick is to build a water park next door and then you've got a built-in landing pad.
So basically, you just got a very fancy log ride.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Airborne
I love those log
ride.
Log ride.
I don't remember a lot of my dreams, unfortunately, and the ones that I do are usually nightmares.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah, so I'm going to let AJ talk about his dream while I try and remember the last good dream that I can remember.
Here's the thing. My dreams are very weird. I will sometimes have multiple in a night.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And
or like you'll go from one to the other and you don't know
the
transition.
They just kind of start blending together, and for some reason your brain is like, yeah, this makes sense.
Of course.
When it's like, no, this does not make sense. What are we doing right now? And it's those you're like, okay, please let me wake up. Please let me wake up. Please let me wake up. But I'll remember some in a night, and I'll forget others. I think the quarantine is starting to get to me because I'm just dreaming about sitting at places now.
Oh, man. So, like, my quarantine dreams have taken me to places that I want to go but can. Your quarantine dreams have just kept you where you are.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not really sure if I'm awake.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
Okay. I got one.
You got one?
So, I am fairly... I want to say vulnerable to that limbo state when you're sort of asleep.
Oh, yeah.
But not quite. And that's where I can usually remember things.
Right.
Like one time I had a sort of dream in that limbo state that was very time loopy and kind of scary, and I didn't really like it. But I have had a really mundane experience that is the closest that I've ever come to lucid dreaming, which is something that I think would be really cool to try to develop as a skill, even though I still think it's kind of made up. So one time...
Okay, go back. Lucid dreaming being, for those of us who don't know...
Being aware that you're in a dream and basically having inception in your mind.
And being able to manipulate
it.
Yeah. Okay,
so
is the top still spinning?
So I
in a lucid dream, you wouldn't care.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You wouldn't, because it doesn't matter anymore.
No.
You can go and have like an upside down flippy fight with a secret agent and not worry about
it. And
that
sounds so cool.
Right? Yeah.
But I still think that lucid dreaming is kind of made up, but that's neither here nor there. Maybe one day I'll know, because I came really close one time, I think, based off what my dream brain can remember, because I had fallen asleep sort of in a sitting up sort of position. And I remember wanting to do something, to grab some object, to maybe turn off a light. I had a task that I wanted to accomplish.
Before you fell asleep, or was this like your...
Yes,
okay, gotcha.
On all accounts. All
right,
large resounding yes, because the line between awake Victor and asleep Victor is completely blurred.
Right.
And I remember sort of like reaching my hand out and using psychic powers to accomplish whatever I wanted to accomplish. And my only thought was just like, huh, nice. And then I thought, wait a minute, I can't do that. And then I woke up because I realized it was a dream, and I was sort of just sitting up halfway. Ugh.
So you get to the point where you are lucid dreaming, and then your brain just rejects the concept because you don't believe in lucid dreaming.
Straight
so
up,
instead
it
of
kicks
just going
you out
into
of the
it,
dream.
You...
Oh, that is the biggest hurdle to lucid dreaming, according to people that say that
it
they
kicks
can
you
do
out of
lucid
dreaming,
is that once you realize it's a dream,
you have to keep yourself asleep.
You have to stay within that framework, but your brain doesn't want to stay there if you're rational. Mind knows it. Apparently, one of the tricks is that your brain cannot produce written words in a dream. Apparently, that is a dream fact.
I saw that episode of Batman the Animated Series, and I don't
believe... Is that in Batman the Animated Series?
It is, in fact,
is
in Batman the Animated Series. There is an episode of Batman the Animated Series where...
Are you sure this wasn't a dream?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you can Google
this. Get
out
of here. The adults are having a conversation about lucid dreaming and Batman the Animated Series.
Well, no, it's a dream where Batman is having this dream, and he's been trapped in a dream by, I think it was Scarecrow or someone, and his realization that he's in a dream is because he can't read any of the writing on, like, street signs or things that are handed to him on sheets of paper, and that's his clue that he's actually dreaming.
I mean, if it's in Batman, it's probably real, but I have seen that elsewhere.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Hold on.
Let's
hold
move
on.
Here.
Did I just the get told the adults are talking, and within 5 minutes, the same person made the statement of, I mean, if it's in Batman, it's real.
Yeah, 100%. If it's in Batman, it's real.
Yeah.
That's how I get myself out of weird mind situations. What would Batman do?
WWBD. What would Batman do?
Hey, if you're driving around, or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're Batman, you're probably driving around. Ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. But if you're Batman, you're also wearing a mask and keeping your distance from people, because, like, Batman is kind of the perfect social distancy 2020 kind of character.
I do want to see Batman's COVID outfit.
It's the same thing.
It's just a hazmat suit.
Yeah. And with like those like crap wings from Batman Forever that you just like out, and then you're like 12 feet apart from everyone.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
As long as it doesn't have the rubber.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. If it does have those, then people will keep your distance even more. Yeah. It actually works better.
Because that's the crap, Batman.
Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.